Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is off to a great start this morning. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Excuse me. Lord, I love you. I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. I thank you, Lord, for covering us and watching us over through the night. Lord Jesus, when the enemy came in like a flood, Lord, you raised up a standard against him. Lord, when the enemy seeks to devour us, Lord, you hide us in your strong tower. Lord, when the enemy tries to come up and says, that one you say not so, we shall live and not die. And I love you, Lord. Thank you for taking care of your children. And thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. Now, let's go back over to Psalms 23, and we will reread verse 1. We'll stay in context. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack. Doesn't mean I shall not desire. I shall not lack. I shall not be without the good things. Amen. Good things, the intangible. I wrote an article the other day. And our church's motto this year at the City of Faith is the year of empowerment. And when you empower someone, you give them the authority to do something and the ability. You give them the permission to do something. And so God has available in his arsenal everything that we need when it comes to fighting the enemy, just like he has available within him. His person, like I said yesterday, is everything. He has available in him everything that we need. So if we need peace, we go to him and we are able to freely draw from it. Freely draw. If we need, you know, that feeling of love and security, we can go to God and freely draw from it. The Bible says we can boldly go to the throne of grace. Now, the temple, we can enter into the temple. You know, in the Old Testament, it was the temple and there was all these things before. And it was this veil that was between God and the priest. And now, you know what? We can boldly go to the throne because the veil has been rent in the spirit. It means it has been opened and now we have full access to God. Even when things go wrong, immediately our person wants to run away from God because we feel ashamed and we feel condemned and we feel like the Lord is not going to want me. He's going to be so upset with me. So we go and try to hide as if there is such a place because we can never hide from God. But what we are running from is we're running from our place with God, our position and our relationship with God. And so that's the worst thing to do. So if something is going on, the next thing you need to do is run to God. You don't run away from him, even if you've done something against him. You say, Lord, please forgive me, because today is the day of grace. We still have grace right now. If the Lord so tarry, we're still operating in the dispensation of grace. But the Bible says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. We don't continue sinning so grace can cover us. God forbid that. But we know that we have grace, that if we have something going on with us or a problem or an issue or some mistake that has been made, grave or otherwise, we run straight to God because Jesus is our advocate. He has been touched with all the feelings of infirmities, sicknesses and diseases and temptations, and he has overcome them all. So we have someone that fights on our behalf so we can go straight to God so we do not lack. And when you ask something of God, you ask freely, but let you believe that you receive it from God. Because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, according to James, the book of James. You have to be steadfast, unmovable, have your mind made up, a ready-made mind. And what you ask from God, believe that you shall receive it. But do not ask amiss, and you try to use it upon your person, something fleshly. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about peace of mind keeping you from going over the edge. You go to God for that. You don't know what to do about a decision. God, help me and guide me through that. But you don't also become immobile either, standing there frightened, because God did not give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Power, love, and a sound mind. God has given us those things. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He gives me rest, and he gives me whatever my soul needs to feed on. I don't need to go to drugs and alcohol. I don't need to go to men and women. I don't need to lust after power or money. I don't need to lust after position or notoriety or someone recognizing me. I don't need that, because he gives me what I need. I can feed on the word of God, and I can feed on the spirit of God by meditating on him. Psalms 1:1. Let's go over there, because I'm reminded about that right now, which is very familiar passage for a lot of us. But Psalms 1:1, and it's beautiful. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. See, these are paths. These are paths of life. And see, if God is leading us by the still waters, he's not leading us in these type of situations. But if you are walking in the counsel of the ungodly, the wicked, how can you get by the still waters? You are away from God if you are walking down that. And you don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth. See, it talks about postures here. Where are your feet? What are you standing in? So it says, blessed is a man that does not these things, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Standeth in the path of sinfulness. People who sin and the path where sin is found. You don't stand there. You don't tempt yourself like we was talking about, I think, yesterday. If you know yourself and you know you have certain weaknesses or propensities to do certain things, don't go that way and go straight to God and say, God, help me. But God is strong in our weaknesses. If you confess your sins, God is just and faithful to forgive us our sins and heal us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So you go to God, and it says, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. I love it, because it talks about walking, standing, and sitting. And so you do not sit in the seat of the scornful, those bitter ones, bitter thoughts, bitter dispositions, always upset with people, holding grudges. Don't hold grudges, even if someone wronged you. You know the best way to heal, like we talked about before, we talked about forgiveness, and we talked about appreciation or gratitude. But you know what? Pray for those people. If you pray sincerely for someone who harmed you, you can get over that. Trust me, I've done it. I've lived it. If you sincerely begin to pray for that person, you can get past the hurt. Join me tomorrow on The Word of Me as we continue in Psalms 23. God bless you, and you have a wonderful day.